Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I will be your host today. I am so incredibly grateful that you are back for my second episode. Let me just be completely vulnerable with you. I posted my podcast reveal, little Instagram slideshow, about 30 minutes ago. And I plan to record my second podcast tonight, but the amount of love that I've already been overwhelmed with, you guys, like, I can't even begin to explain to you how excited I have been to share this idea and this new beginning with you guys, and to have already felt so much love from friends, family, and people who I've only met frequently, people who I haven't even met. It's insane. I am so excited for this beginning, and I truly, truly, truly hope that you are also ready and excited to join this with me. This is going to be an amazing start for both of us, and I just had to say that at the beginning of this episode, that I am really taken back by how many people are excited for this, because I am so excited for this. So, kind of going off of last week's episode, first off, let me just say, I am so sorry about the audio. I have been toying with this mic all week, a lot before this and this morning. I'm hoping that the audio in this is a little bit better, if not a lot better, just a little crisper, just a little cleaner, you know, all the good vibes. I'm back in my spot on my porch. For right now, this is going to do its justice. It's going to do its job. I don't really have many options to film in my house, but, you know, we're in the spring summer vibes. It's been literally 80, 90 degrees in Minnesota for a week and a half. So this weather, I've not been complaining sitting outside on my porch, but we're going to vibe with this until we go mobile. Sun is setting right now. It's almost like 7 p.m. and I'm loving this vibe. It's giving me ready to reflect, which is exactly what I want to start with. I want to get in the habit of, at the beginning of all my episodes, reflecting on my week so that my topic of my episode is truly fresh and it is new and it is something that I recently have been feeling and just kind of builds into the newness and the authenticity that I want this podcast to be, which is just really in the moment and really true to what is going on currently. And the question I want to ask myself truly is just, how am I feeling in this moment? Okay. I think that this question is so generic, it's so basic, but it gets to the point and it allows me and you to follow along each week with how I'm feeling, how different each week is, and where we're going versus where we were, that kind of thing. So, I mean, how am I feeling? How am I feeling in this very moment? I am feeling exhausted. I'm going to be completely honest. I am feeling exhausted. Last week was a long one for me. I had the opportunity and the blessing to see so many people who I had not seen, so many people from college, so many people that I had not talked to, so many of my friends. My best friend was in Minnesota. Shout out Sophia. Saw so many people from college, so many people from my high school. It was so great. But wow, did it drain every bit of socialization from me. It was just one of those weeks. It was just one of those weeks. We all have those weeks where you just kind of give so much. And unfortunately, when you give so much, it takes a lot as well. And I felt like every day I was running around from person to person. Every night, I didn't get home until 11:30 p.m. And if you heard me last week, you know how much I love my grandma routine. I think that sometimes that does have to suffer in order to see people, in order to make things work, and in order to make memories and truly live in the moment, truly live with what your age is. But I will say that it's exhausting, and that's exactly how I feel right now, is I feel exhausted. This episode of Talk About It is going to be, let's talk about our friends. Let's talk about making friends. Let's talk about what friends mean post-grad. Let's go. Instead of just reflecting on what my friendships were like in college, which is a completely different bear, okay, I want to solely focus on what friendships look like post-grad, because I think that's what everyone truly is curious about, what it means, what changes, how we hold on to friends, how we make friends. it's unknown. Okay, it truly is. I think people have tips on how you can make friends, but everyone's different in terms of how they socialize. And so when we really try to normalize one thing is this is how you make friends, not everyone can relate to that. And so I want you to take this with a grain of salt, as this is just what I've done. And this is truly how I've become the happiest I've been with friends who I can trust and who I feel excited to see and feel as though they have my best interest at heart. Interest at heart. So, with that being said, right out of college, I knew right off the bat that a lot of people who I was spending my time with did not see my heart. And I think that that's just the case in college. Okay, I do. I think, at least from my experience, when I went into college, I wanted to be friends with every single person. I wanted to do everything with everyone. I didn't want to just have one friend group. I wanted to have everyone be my friend, which is why I socialized so much. And honestly, I don't regret that, because when things didn't work out with other people, I wasn't afraid to go out and meet other people. But I just felt like more times than less, a lot of my friendships didn't work out. And I wish those people the best, truly. I mean, some people just aren't meant to be friends, and that is okay. That is 100% okay, okay? People take it so offensively when someone doesn't want to be your friend or when things don't work out, and all I have to say is when you don't become friends with one person, that just means that your true friends are out there. Same thing with a relationship. If one relationship doesn't work out, that truly just means that there's another one that will. Okay, I think that that's the way we need to look about it, because you learn and you take so much from each friendship, and it allows you to grow into a person that knows what you need, what you value, your love languages, because love languages don't just apply to a relationship, they apply to all parts of life, and just the type of people that you want to hold you up. I think that everyone is a different type of person, they want to hold them up at the end of the day, and I think that the more that you can just talk to people, and I want to say date around, you know, we all say that as you need to date around, you need to learn what you like and what you don't like in a person. You can do the same thing with friends, you guys. You can hang out with people, and if you don't feel as though these people are your people, that's fine. That's totally fine, okay? I think do what you need to do to find the people that truly will fill your heart and be the best people for you. That is like the best way to take care of yourself, is we get so used to becoming friends with people solely because we want to make them happy and we want to just be surrounded by people that we forget the value in certain friendships. I know I did. And again, I wish all people who have been in my life, who are in my life, all the best, because they brought me to who I am today, truthfully. Have we had our ups and downs? Yes. I still love you. I still love them. Whether they love me or not, I still love them. But I truly just feel as though allowing myself to close certain doors opened the best ones for me today, at the end of the day. One thing that I was able to reflect on when it came to figuring out what I valued in friendships was taking a look back at the type of people that were in my life when I was a child. I don't know about you, but I've listened to Mel Robbins' podcasts. I think that they are great. They have a lot of insight. If you don't agree with everything, there's at least something that you can kind of nod your head to and just be like, wait, yeah, that's like an interesting way to look at it. That's what I thought about her book. I thought it was great. Nothing revolutionary, you guys, but she says it in a way that you just want to grasp onto, right? And one thing that, like, I really took from her that I think we just all knew but we didn't know was the idea that when you spend a certain amount of time with people, that equivalents to the kind of friend that they are in your life. Meaning, if you spend every day with someone, those hours and those minutes that go by will eventually turn into a really good, if not best, friend. Because the amount of time that you spend with someone means the amount of vulnerability, means the amount of knowledge, means the amount of fun, means a lot of memories, right? Means the amount of everything that you have with that person and equivalents them to someone who's really important in your life. But when you're building a relationship, you have to build those hours. That's generically what she says, okay? And my childhood friends, I am still best friends with them to this day. God bless my hometown best friends. My hometown best friends know my heart, they know my soul, they know everything about me, and they love me for everything that I am, truthfully. They are the people who are going to be with me on my wedding day. They're going to be the people who are going to be with me when I have children. They're going to be the people who are with me when things go right, things go wrong. They're going to be with me, hopefully, till the end of time, because they know my heart. And I have recently, since post-grad, taken a step back and taken bits and pieces from each of those people who mean so much to me and have been like, why does it work so well with them? Why? And what do they have that I need to look for in other people as well? Because we just click, okay? We just click. It just works, you guys. And I truly thought about this and I made a list of everything that I wanted in a person, everything that I wanted in a friendship. Friendship, not in just a relationship. I think you should do that in a relationship, but in a friendship, because friendship relationships are almost, if not more important than a relationship, because at the end of the day, your friendships are going to be with you longer than your relationships if you value them correctly, okay? I mean, some people are different. Some people, like, have, you know, had a relationship since the beginning of time, and that is incredible because that is like a hometown best friend. That is a lifelong friend. That is exactly what I'm saying, but you obviously have another level of a relationship with these people. But when it comes to just friendships, I truly think that you need to value them so incredibly much, because they know your heart. They will be with you through every phase, every step. I've been with all of my best friends through all of our braces, through all of our musically phases, you know, through all of our first heartbreaks, all of our summers, all of our school years, all of our glasses, all of this, like all of the nerdy, weird memories that you look back and you're like, who loved me during that time? How did I have friends? Because they were right there with you. These people were right there with me, okay? And we were in it together. Yeah, we look back and those are some of the funniest videos. Those are some of the funniest photos. And I just can't wait. I cannot wait to make a slideshow for my best friend's weddings, including every single one of those photos. That's all I'm going to say. But I made a list of things that I wanted in a friend. And I didn't settle. If that meant removing some people from my life, unfortunately, I had to do that just because my life was going in a different direction. And a lot of the times, that is exactly what people say is like the leading cause of friends and friendships to completely deteriorate post-grad, because life's just going different directions. People get busy. They start to make less time for each other. All that jazz that we know. We hear that all the time. That's the fear. In post-grad, you don't want to leave your friends because you know things are changing, right? But I made a list and I decided to follow it wholeheartedly. And some things on this list were people who have my back, God-centered friendships. That one, necessity. God-centered friendships. People who hold me accountable. Those two kind of correlate, because I truly feel like the people who can hold you the most accountable are the people who see you the way God sees you, and they see your heart and they know where that you can rise above. Who love me through my faults and call me higher. I love that one because I think that we all need people who will love us no matter what, but will stick with us no matter what. People who see and hear my heart. I'm going to repeat that list again. People who have my back. God-centered relationships, hold me accountable, love me through my faults, and call me higher. See and hear my heart. Five things. They're not revolutionary, you guys. And everyone can have a different list. I challenge you. I challenge you to make a list of things that you see and things that certain people, certain friends have that you value to have specific friendships, okay? Five things. Those are five things for me. And I'm not saying that if someone doesn't have one of these five things, I'm not going to talk to them. No, that's not the case. Okay. We don't judge. We don't condemn. We don't convict. We don't push people away. But I value these kinds of qualities within a friend. And I look for them when I look for friends, when I look for people that I want to share part of my life with, that I want to be vulnerable with, etc. And I think that's the difference, that I don't judge anyone. I'm still warm. I'm still welcoming. I'm still someone who you can always talk to. But in terms of people closest to my circle, we all deserve to be a little picky. We do. Because at the end of the day, if you're not picky, someone's not going to value you. And we all know that with relationships. That's like one thing in a relationship. Friendships are relationships too. Treat it the same way. You deserve to be picky. That doesn't mean be mean, but you deserve to be picky. Looking back at just some of the people who I valued in my life, I just felt as though we were at different points in our life. And I was feeling as though I was being called to a certain point in my faith. Not higher to them, but just higher from God, you know, higher to God, right? And I just knew that we weren't aligning, but there was some part of me who felt peer pressure and also did feel FOMO, but felt peer pressure to remain a version of myself that wasn't my best version. I was valuing what they thought of me versus of what I thought of me. And that was the true kicker at why I removed myself from certain friendships. Friendships are hard. They take a lot of effort, especially post-grad. I think it is a change because you're so used to seeing all these amazing people every day and having all these opportunities and little moments within the day, last minute, where you just be like, oh, want to go grab a Starbucks, want to go on a walk, want to do this, right? It's so convenient. It's so convenient. And post-grad, they're still there. It just takes more effort. That is the underlining reality of maintaining friendships post-grad. In terms of making friends, if you don't know what you value in friendships, you are not going to meet the people that are going to fill your cup. Not everyone needs to be your rock, but in order to meet the people who help you build your mountain, you need rocks. Being picky isn't mean. Being picky allows you to get the most out of your life. And I'm going to say this again because I've said it 20,000 times already, you guys. And I want this to stick with you. Some people just aren't meant to be in your life. Some people aren't meant to be your friends. Some people aren't meant to be your roommates. Some people aren't meant to be this specific label they are currently in right now. That doesn't mean that they aren't amazing people. That doesn't mean that they don't hold value. Just some people aren't meant for that label. Some people aren't meant for you. You aren't meant for some people. It goes everywhere. But that is the beauty of life, and that is the beauty of meeting people, because you get to figure out what you want in someone, what you need in someone, and go find your people. That is the biggest blessing that I have experienced post-grad thus far. Without even trying, I've had some of my closest friends currently reach out to me over TikTok. Over TikTok. Crazy, let me might add. Crazy. Never in a million years would I have felt that I would have met such amazing people who live next to me over TikTok. They were bold enough. They were bold enough to reach out to me. And I was like, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Turned out to be one of the most amazing experiences ever. And I'm so grateful to have them in my life. For them, Facebook group chats, Facebook pages, doing this. There was even a, I don't know what it is, but like dating apps for like friends. You could do that. I mean, you could do that. There's some sort of app. I don't think it's like Tinder or Hinge, but like there's some sort of apps out there where you can find people. You can find people and you can, I don't want to say date around, but date around. You can just meet people. That is so much fun. You can hang out with someone, and if it doesn't feel natural, doesn't feel normal, no worries, no pressure. But if it does, or you see a possibility with someone, that is so much fun. Then you could just keep going out with them. You don't owe them anything, but you can just meet people. I think the only tip that I can give you in terms of those situations as you are moving into post-grad is to fake it till you make it. Fake your confidence. The sun just got very bright. But fake it till you make it, okay? You have so much to give into this world. And if you tell yourself, I don't know if people are going to like me. I don't know what my values are. I don't really know where I'm at right now. I'm feeling really lost. I'm feeling really lonely. Like, I just miss my old friends. Like, it was so much easier. I don't want to restart. Like, that just seems so intimidating. Well, no crap. It does. It does feel intimidating. Because when we're comfortable, that's where we want to stay. But change is inevitable. This change is inevitable. You're still going to see those people. You're still going to talk to those people. But what is the harm in putting yourself out there to experience something that could be great? That could be great, you guys. And I think that's my biggest advice for you individually as you enter the season of uncertainty and having to make friends, especially as you get a job, especially as you go out. I mean, Mel Robbins says it's best. I know it's easier said than done. I've had to put myself in those situations, and there are some days where I'm just not feeling social. But some days, you truly just have to say something to someone. You truly just have to get out of yourself and just say, you know what? What do I have to lose? I'm going to make some friends today, okay? There's a couple people at my cycling studio, shout out Verb Studios, love this place, okay? I recently started cycling this past year, and there's some really cute girls that I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so aesthetic. You feel my vibe. We do the same thing. I've been seeing you at classes, and eventually we've just gotten around saying hi, and they are great. They're super fun. I'm excited to hang out with them in the future because it's only been talk up to this point, but people are busy, right? We got to like make time for certain things, and it's crazy right now, but you got to say hi. It starts with a hi. It starts with a hi. That's all it starts with. I hope that this episode makes you excited to get out of your shell, that it gives you insight on what's ahead of you, that it doesn't make you fearful, but that it truly brings a new light to you. This episode, I talked a lot about the things that I'm still doing and the things that I'm still valuing. And this past week, I was so blessed to see so many people. And I think that that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing to be busy with, right? Just seeing people and catching up with people and enjoying people's company. And I hope that this episode gave you some sort of hope and optimism and joy in terms of graduating and knowing that the people in your life that you want in your life will be in your life, but also for the scary part of making new friends, that it's not that bad. But you need to know what you want. You need to allow yourself to be picky, and that's okay. Thank you so incredibly much for listening to my second episode. I really hope that the audio is better. I have a really good feeling about it, but we are still figuring things out. I'm still getting through the trenches in terms of editing and all that stuff. I'm still brand new to this, but I really thank you guys for being so patient with me and being so excited about this opportunity. I can't even explain to you how excited I am for the future and what this means for what I want to do and how I want people to see me and the ways that I want to continue to grow as a young woman. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I hope that you have an amazing week, and I will see you next Wednesday. Bye.